This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. The Chicago Park District is asking Springfield for $630 million amid efforts to pass a legislative package to keep the Chicago Bears in Illinois. The Park District request would aim to improve infrastructure around Soldier Field and renovate the stadium if the Bears choose to build a new one in Arlington Heights. A legislative hearing on the plan is tentatively set for Thursday. Meanwhile, in Chicago on Tuesday, Governor J.B. Pritzker questioned a competing incentive package coming from Indiana that would help the team build across state lines.
I'm very interested to see how the people of Indiana feel. Do they want to raise their taxes to pay for a stadium in the state of Indiana for the Chicago Bears?
Pritzker affirmed his commitment to keeping the Bears in the Prairie State so long as the effort doesn't harm Illinois taxpayers. The state of Illinois produced the most soybeans in the country last year. Soybean producers grew nearly 640 million bushels in 2025. A bushel weighs 60 pounds. Ryan Frieders is a soybean farmer and the District 1 director of the Illinois Soybean Association.
Soybeans in general are very important, not just to Illinois, but also to the U.S. economy. I mean, soybeans are the largest agricultural export in the nation. Farmers have a sense of pride in the things that they grow. And when they put in a lot of work and sweat and tears and then have a good product in the end, it's something to be proud of.
He says production has steadily grown over the past 10 years and that Midwest farmers are blessed with productive soils and pretty good weather overall. Illinois broke records in 2024 when it produced 688 million bushels of soybeans. Trade relations were tense last year, but Frieders hopeful the U.S. will continue to negotiate new trade agreements. A bipartisan poll conducted in January shows an overwhelming majority of Illinoisans strongly support the idea of paying college students as they complete the mandatory student teaching portion of their education. A poll of 1,000 Illinoisans conducted by Normington Petz and Associates and Next Generation Strategies in late January showed that a total of 72% said they favored the idea, 20% were opposed, and the remainder were unsure. The Illinois House has already passed a bill that would allow student teachers to be paid, and the bill is currently pending in the Senate. This is WSIU.